Well, Ken Anderson, it's been a long time coming. How long has it been since you've had a winner? It makes sense that one today for you.
Just at a guess, Peter, probably 27 years. I think it's 23 years since I've raced a horse, and this one's been the first one, so probably 25, 27 years, something like that.
When was the last winner you had?
Gee, that's a good question. Probably Sky Drifter in the mid-80s, I reckon, yeah.
You raced a lot of horses, you know, about 25 years ago and beyond.
Yep.
Some of the good ones that you had?
Oh, yeah, we had a horse ran third in the Launceston Cup. Lavaro, he's probably the first horse that Charlie trained. And, of course, I raced Polar Polish. He won a Strut Stakes here. And, yeah, I've had a lot of fun with him. A lot of medium sort of horses. A horse Maraschino won on Hobart Cup Day 2 years in a row. Yeah, a lot of fun with it, Peter, and really enjoy the game.
Well, you're back in, and makes sense. Well, it does make sense that you're back in, doesn't it?
Well, it does make sense, and of course, my pocket can afford it. I've just put two kids through private school, and let me tell you, that's like training about 10 of them, I think. But I'm back in with it and really enjoying it.
And you've got a good group that you share the ownership with Steve Crane and Charlie and Billy Goggin, his brother. It's a good crew, and Dr. Graeme McLeod, of course.
Yeah, well, Graeme bred the horse, and he leased it to us. We race him, and the group are really been great friends for a long time, particularly Charlie and Craney. Craney's had quite a lot of horses with Charlie, and Russ Durburn, the prime example there, and Dashing Romeo. But we've had a lot of fun. Bill, and of course Bill comes over, as you'd know, every cup time, and you know, we have a few ales, and we're a really good group, and I'm just waiting for the phone to ring. I reckon it'll be Billy any minute, I reckon.
Well, listen, makes sense. Now, are you got the finger in the pie and anything else with Charlie at the moment?
Not at the moment, but we're having a look at a couple of yearlings he's got down there, and you know, they won't be ready till the year after next, but we just had a look. Well, they're weanlings at the moment, but we're just having a look at a couple more, so who knows, Peter, I might be big back, what is it, back bigger, brighter than ever.
Well, listen, talk about makes sense. Has been promising to win a race and deserved to win today.
Yeah, he did, and Stephen rode him differently today. Every time someone's got off him, and that includes Brendan McCall, Daniel Ganderton, they've all said that he just is out of his comfort zone racing up on the speed. He just doesn't travel, and he's just been sort of a length or two further in the field than he wants to be. And Stephen said that I'm going to settle him and sit him back. He's got really strong pedigree on his dam side with regard to staying, and Graham said to me about it, and Stephen said I'm just going to settle him back, and that's why you saw him back second last, and then he went right round him. So yeah, we were really pleased with him, pleased with the way he raced, and pleased with the way he finished it off.
All the best, Kenny. Good to have you back in the winner's circle.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, I've got another bit.